Boy, I'm excited about this guest. A state championship for the 21st time in a row. Ann Schilling and Bayside Academy Volleyball gets it done up in Birmingham. Coach Schilling, congratulations. Great championship.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Man, Coach, I was keeping up with this championship against Spanish Ford, and wow, incredible how this thing. Talk to us about that match today where you won 3-2 sets.
Oh, my God. It was back and forth, and, you know, it was a great match. I mean, I had several people tell me after it was over that it's one of the best matches that they've seen in a very long time. And, you know, we had played four times previous to this one, and they had won three. We had won one, and, you know, they were all were tight, but, you know, we knew that we could do it. We just had to play well, and like I said, it was a great match. I mean, Spanish Fort's a great team, well coached, and you know, we are just I'm just ecstatic because you have a young team, and we had a lot of players that grew up over the course of the season, and they grew up in a big match today. So I'm elated.
So, Coach, you go into that fifth and final set, and you get right out of the gate. You get behind 4-1, have to call a timeout before going on a streak that really put you ahead to stay. But what was the tenor? What was the mood in the comments in that timeout, down 4-1 in the fifth set?
You know, it's just hey, we can do this, you know, but we can't give up any more points, and you know, we got a side out here, and you know, just check with my setter just to see what she's running, and. You know, and just kind of going over some things. But, you know, just tell them, hey, you got to dig down deep and find a way, and they did.
And Schilling, this is an incredible number, 21 straight state championships for Bayside Academy from 2A now all the way up to 6A. Coach, I want to mention, I just saw some amazing stats, 57 assists from the MVP of this tournament, Blakely Robbins. Talk to us about Blakely.
Oh man, she is a true warrior. Just you know, she's a quiet leader, but she had to kind of come out of her little quiet shell this year. And she just you could just tell that she carried a lot of the weight on her shoulders with this young team, and she just really did a fantastic job. I mean, she's not only just, you know, I think she's the best setter in the state. I mean, I just, you know, I know she is, and. But she just did a great job of running the offense. She's so smart, and she's a great kid. And I just couldn't be more happy for her. It's the second time she's been MVP. And, like I said, she's just a fantastic kid, too.
And what year is she coach?
She's a junior.
Oh, got another year left. How many seniors do you have on this team?
We had one.
Oh.
We had one.
Wow. Good luck, everybody.
And she was, you know, she wasn't a starter, but she came in today and got us out of a couple of rotations. You know, she was kind of one of those role kids and came in and did some good things and a couple of sets for us. So, you know, Lily McInnes was big for us. So I don't want to, you know, Schweider by saying, you know, we only have one, you know, because she stepped up big today.
All right, Coach, you go back all the way. I'm going back a long way here. 2001, if somebody told you, by the way, that year, you think you lost to Geraldine in the 2A semifinals. Somebody said, by the way, for the next 21 years, you're not going to lose a state championship for this base. I mean, you've gone through a lot of players and a lot of different circumstances. I mean, you'd have been blown away to be able to know that back then, Coach, in 01.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no way. I mean, you know, just as a coach, you know, you just want to win one, you know. And then when you win, you know, you get back-to-back, and you kind of like, man, this is awesome. And then you go, you get a three-peat, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's four and five. And then, you know, it's you know, and they have not been easy, you know. Even, you know, there's been just – we've been within an eyelash of losing – quite a few of these, and just to see these kids step up in pressure-packed moments and, you know, make big plays in big moments has just been unbelievable. And, you know, but, you know, we give all glory and honor to God in all this. And, you know, we were playing, too, for the Chastain family. You know, we lost Caroline graduated last year, and Lauren graduated, like 6-7 years ago, and you know, it's just a special family, and you know, Christy passed away a couple of weeks ago, breast cancer, and so, you know, we just, you know, we play for God and did it in the Chastangs in their honor. So it was very satisfying, you know, just for those two things, those two reasons alone. But it's been incredible. I mean, I have no words. I mean, I really don't. I know I sound I'm babbling, but I'm extremely tired. I didn't get but maybe 45 minutes sleep last night. So, but it was all worth it.
Coach Ann Schilling, Bayside Admirals, won their 21st consecutive state title in volleyball today, 6A, knocking off Spanish Ford in 5 sets. Coach, all these are national records that I'm about to say, and I know you know this, but I'm getting to a point. That 21 in a row is a national record, national high school record for most consecutive state titles in any sport. The fact that Bayside's won 31 overall is a national record, and the fact that they've won them in 6 different classifications is a national high school record. Do you get contacted? I mean, do you get attention from national media about this? Are people calling them a book deal, or what's
no, not really. I mean, I've gotten a couple of national awards, but no national recognition yet. Like as far as the, you know, I guess any news media or anything like that. You know, but it's fine. I mean, you know, we just do what we do, and I'm just proud to be a part of this program and just be at a great school with a bunch of great kids and great parents. I mean, I'm just very blessed, and you know, to be a part of this, and it has been special. There's no doubt. But you know, I can tell you this: we truly love each other, and we are a family. And I know some people just say things like that, just, you know, as a cliche, but we really truly are. And I think, you know, they lean on each other. We all lean on each other, and you know, they encouraged each other when things got a little hairy out there all weekend long. And you know, they had to dig deep for this one, and doing it with the young players on the court that we had was just pretty incredible. So I'm extremely proud and thankful for everything, and just, you know, just the opportunity just to coach. And to be, to be a part of their lives.
Coach, again, by the way, our counterpart, Brian Gennard, said, hey, let's make it in all 7 classifications. 5 down, 2 to go. Coach,
yeah. Well, we're going to be 7A in 2 years. Yeah. So
okay.
We'll see. We just punched our ticket. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, Lord, let's please win it. We're going to be 7A in 2 years. So,
all right, got to run.
You don't want to lose that one, you know, and have to move up in class. It just makes things a lot sweeter.
All right. Well, enjoy the celebration, Coach, and the drive back. Thank you so much for taking time. Tell the girls congrats for us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. Y'all have a great night.
All right. We'll come back.